Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And today we're going to be talking about everything you never knew you wanted to know about mouse antlers.
I really hope this takes a jackalope turn. But I don't know. I just haven't run across this in any of my reading yet. So
right?
That's where my brain went. Where are we really going?
Well, hold on. I got a scratchy throat. I got six chicks. I have little chicks in my garage.
I saw. So if you don't follow us on Instagram and Trace. Well, Trace posts these on a personal, but once in a while they make it up to the big leagues and get to Brain Junk.
That's true. I'm at trace.kerr on Instagram, I think, but I'll put it in the show notes. No, I got six chicks, and every day, you know, you check on them, you got to add water, you got to change the straw. And the straw, mm-hmm. I think I got a snort of it, so it's like in my nose.
Oh,
and
no.
Don't inhale straw, kids.
No,
they don't talk
about
this. Your body's
going to work it out, but it's going to take a while, isn't it?
Either that or someday they'll do a lung scan and look, what? Is that a field of grass? Yes, in my lung.
That's a little creepy. I haven't been watching The Last of Us, but I've seen a few blurbs of when Chris watches, and
so good.
It's beautiful and horrifying, and
yeah, no, it's so good. Episode 3, cried like a baby.
That's what Chris said. Is that the one with Nick Offerman?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard he was wonderful in this. I've watched snippets. I'll sit down for 20 minutes and see a part. I think I need to watch the rest. No, but Nick Offerman, I might.
Here's the thing. You could just watch that episode.
Oh, really? Okay, I might.
And you would be a little confused about some things, but he was the perfect choice. Okay, but anyway, let's talk about mousy antlers on mice.
Let's get back on the road.
Yeah, so... I came across this picture. It's cruising around the web the past few weeks of a mouse, you know, a little mouse with like actual deer antlers. And it does give off that jackalope vibe. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Is this like the Pope in his puffy coat?
I know. Okay. So it's fake, but it's also true.
Those are the best kind.
I know, right? Although I have links in the show notes that will take you to the paper, and there's some photographs. I'm just going to tell you right now, they don't look like cute little deer antlers. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a February 2023 science paper, so this is really new, hot off the presses, led by Tao Chin from the School of Ecology and Environment, Northwest Polytechnic University in Xi'an, China. So it's the wing of Polytechnic that's over there in China.
Mm-hmm.
They are interested in studying organ or appendage. Oh my gosh, see, it's a chick straw. It's coming at me. Organ or appendage regeneration.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of critters do it. Salamanders with their tails, and starfish will regrow arms, and crabs. I saw a video of a crab. It had a damaged claw. It ripped it off.
Yes.
Because it knew it would grow back. This is broken, rip, and I'll just grow a new one. No problem.
I always thought it was like crabs and things and lizards, but hadn't thought about it in mammals in any way.
Well, and okay, so here's the thing with mammals. People, we can regrow skin. We regrow skin cells all the time.
Yep, fingernails, they're coming back.
Yep, we can regrow liver cells. Mm-hmm. There are scattered reports of children, very little children, regrowing the end of a fingertip.
Oh, weird.
But it has to be very little children. Tiny little child, finger in the car door. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I did that once.
And there's a Purdue study where they figured out that mice can also regrow the ends of their toes when the cut end was treated with two specific growth proteins. Okay, what the fuck, scientists? That's what this episode is about.
Yeah. Wow, buddies. I've been reading a few things. Like when they grew in our previous episode, we were talking about brain wrinkles. Or if you haven't heard that one yet, where they grow organoids. Scientists, your mighty power. Please be careful.
Right. Okay. So they started looking around, like, are there mammals that also do it? Well, they were looking at what's the cervidae family, and that's caribou, elk, moose, and deer.
Well, that's true.
Right. Now they grow antlers every year, the males do, in late spring, and then shed them in the fall.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, this is great. And not only do they grow them, but sometimes they can grow at the rate of a little over an inch a day.
Oh my word. You could hear them and see them.
Right. Ooh. I mean, it's,
that's holy cow.
So fast, right?
It's like bamboo.
I know. Just Jeez. Coming right out of your head. Ta-da!
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go back to the mice with antlers. So male deer, they have two spots on their heads. Those are called pedicles. Mm-hmm. And antlers grow from these spots. It's kind of, this is the landing zone for the antler. Okay.
Yeah.
Scientists like Dr. Chin, did I say it right? Yes. Scientists like Dr. Chin, who would really like us to be able to regenerate lost limbs or organs. He thought, okay, what if we take some of the cells from that area on the ends of just shed antlers and see if we could inject that somehow into the foreheads of hairless mice and see if we can encourage something to grow.
He's been watching Spider-Man too much. There is a whole Spider-Man, which is a very big cautionary tale about this.
Yes. So, okay. This is a 2023 paper that came out. There is some research that was done in 2022 that was not as, what am I looking for? Nice as this. I'm not really going to cover that as much. I may put that paper in the show notes, but there was a lot of experimentation of where exactly these cells had to come from, when they had to get them. So they found that stem cells that they're taking from these shed antlers, they had to get them within 5 days, right? So there's a very precise thing of how old these stem cells are and the growth and everything. So then they put it into the mouse's forehead and it looks just as bad as you think it would.
Oh yeah. I'm sure it's not in an orderly.
No,
it doesn't have the infrastructure to say, this is what you do with these, does it?
Exactly. So it's a naked mouse and then the antler stays under the skin. So this is more like a young male deer is getting those little nubs under the skin.
Yeah.
There's a weird thing with antlers and how they grow. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen a deer with fuzzy antlers.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fuzz is full of blood vessels and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that fuzzy bag of skin and blood vessels, that's called velvet. And calcium and phosphorus get deposited inside this fuzzy framework while it develops bone. Mm-hmm. And if that velvety stuff is bent, like if it's still velvety and they bang into something, then the antler will grow weird. So if you've ever seen a deer with a wonky antler, that's because it was damaged while it was growing. So mice don't have any of that infrastructure.
Sure. So is it just nubby tumor looking?
Yes, it is very nubby tumor looking.
That makes sense because there's nothing telling it you're going to grow out into a spike so you can stab your other mice friends.
What's funny? Okay, so it's not, I mean, scientists, come on. What are we? I mean, yes, this is really cool because we're trying to figure out how to regenerate limbs or we're trying to figure out how to do organs and what cells are being used to do that.
Yeah.
But like,
the process is a little messy at first. I am feeling like the mice can go on to live a happy life unless mice beauty is important to reproduction. Like that nubby headed mice is not getting any ladies or gentlemen. Maybe. I don't know what their social schema is like, but
yeah,
they can probably live a happy life with a weird nubby head, right?
Probably. Do you want me to leave you with that happy thought? I'm just going to leave you with that happy thought. Yeah, yes, thank it's you. Probably true that they could ride off into the sunset.
So did they talk about, is it still in such an early stage where they're not sure, is this actually ever going to be viable? Because now they need the other Lego to go with that.
Yes.
They've figured out it does work to put those things in something else, but it doesn't do exactly what they need it to do.
No. Yeah. This is like super crazy early stages of trying to figure out how to, I mean, because the thing is, what you would probably need then is to figure out that stem cell for whatever the thing is that you need to build.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, because did those mice grow deer antlers or was it deer antler stem cells in their body telling what they have in their body to grow? What grew on the mice? Was it? I have so many questions.
It's deer antlers.
Okay. Yeah. It's the deer.
It's deer antlers. Yeah.
Right now. Okay. Yeah. We're very, very early because right now we don't all want deer antler hands.
No, I don't want a deer antler hand. No, actually, no, never would I want that. But you know, what's funny is so this study comes out and then there's all these people who are creating articles and they're all probably all doing what I did going, oh, no, we can't put that picture out. And so they're photoshopping deer antlers onto mice. But I saw this with, Outside and Field and Stream. OK, those are hunting magazines.
Yes.
Who had little online articles because they were like mice with antlers? They're almost like deer. Yeah, yes. It was very funny.
Wow.
My biggest question with all of this was where the calcium comes from, because deer are mostly vegetarians, right? And so it turns out that in order to make those antlers every year, calcium is coming from their bones, like their, like chickens do this too. They'll take calcium from their own bones as a bank to make eggs. Deer are doing the same thing to make antlers, which is part of the reason why we're like, oh, that guy's healthy. Now, they don't know that, but if he can grow this, then he must have, you know, some reserves. But here's the really weird thing, because you get calcium out of what you eat.
Yeah.
Deer are mostly vegetarian.
Oh, mostly.
Yeah. So if in need, they will eat baby mice and birds out of nests just to supplement that.
Are they like those weird, creepy, pokey birds where they just know they have a deficit at certain times? They're like, I guess I have to eat the mice. I'm sorry, you guys.
Oh, what's this in the grass? Snack, snack, snack. Yeah.
They don't need an article in a health magazine that says, if you're craving blah, blah, what you really need is almonds. They just know they have to go eat a mouse.
Yeah, it just seems like it would be yummy today. It's very much intentional eating, right?
Wow, yeah. Holy cow, there are so many things in nature that I have never considered.
Yeah.
Gross. I mean, not that gross, nature. But... Yeah, this whole thing is we've watched within the past 6 months, we watched the Spider-Man version where the doctor is pioneering. He has lost a limb and he's trying to develop it back because he just hates it. And he just it's such a struggle and it doesn't go well.
Well, currently it's going OK with mice. Okay.
All right. They've got a lot of data now, a lot of directions to go.
They do. And just in case you think, oh my gosh, all of science, animal experimentation. In January, I just was reading about this. There's a new U.S. law. The FDA has eliminated the requirement that drugs and development must undergo testing in animals before being given to participants in human trials. Yeah. Well, because they figured out if we're going to use this drug on a liver, put it into a tray of liver cells, right?
Yes.
And test it that way. So some things we still have to do in animal testing, but some things we
We can create a little organoid in a tray and
exactly test it out that way.
All right, that
seems more fair.
It does. It's better. It does still seem a little wild, but it's just fascinating that they potentially could go from antlers on a mouse to figuring out the mechanism that causes that growth to transferring it to figuring out a way to have our bodies do something with our native cells. Wild.
Well, yeah. And then there's people that are trying to like 3D print stuff with cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows where we're going? But yeah, that's mouse antlers.
That went in unexpected directions. I thought you were going to tell me, like, in the Sahara, blah, blah, blah. There's this unexpected little tribe of
squealy mouse people that have antlers. No.
Or it would be a quirky cultural thing. Like, they have pets with mouse antlers, like those Crocs with lights on them.
Yeah. So that's what I got.
That's amazing. If you'd like to go down that road of mouse antlers and read some articles, they will, of course, be posted on brainjunkpodcast.com. Or now you can just listen to more episodes of ours if you want to veer away from mouse antlers. We are on Amazon Music, so you can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk on Amazon Music, which is super fun.
Yeah.
And of course... please let us know how you feel about antlers on mice or other odd things. Brain Junk Podcast is who we are on Facebook and Instagram. This is very orderly. Maybe I shouldn't always wing it. But it's true. We are on there. Instagram has had some interesting things lately. And there's always something fun going on there. So join us, won't you?
We sound like a cult.
Yes. That's not the vibe we're actually curating, everyone. We don't have time for that.
No.
All right. We'll catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.